one of our favourites, Matthew Clark. Morning, Doc.
How you going, boys?
Hello, Matthew.
How's things, Rich?
Well, we're very well, but I have a colleague here who thinks that your veterinary science knowledge will tell us everything about Rory Laird and his toe injury and whether he can run after a month off.
Well, I know he ran yesterday. He ran pretty solidly. Mm. They had a really solid session. And he's basically completed close to a full week's training now, and now he gets an opportunity to have a normal week leading into this round. So all well, mate. All well on that front.
How does that discussion go at match committee when a player's been out for a month?
Yeah, it often depends on the type of injury, as I was sort of suggesting. When you've got a foot injury or a leg injury, obviously it's harder to harder to replicate the aerobic demands. Obviously, they work really hard cross-training them, but it's not quite the same as when you're able to run. So that is a factor. But he's had a good week now, and he'll have a normal sort of week this week, which would be good.
But he'd be in the category that you'd be very confident to play him even after a month out, wouldn't he? The style of footy that Rory Laird plays.
Very good player. Very good player.
Yeah, exactly.
So he'll come under strong consideration, I reckon.
Yes. I'll tell you, he's a very, 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 very good player. Tell us what it was like in the box when Eddie Betts lit up Adelaide Oval.
It's always a great day. And thankfully it happens more than once a year. It happens often. But
do your jaws drop like everyone else's? Even under the pressure of coaching, moment?
Absolutely. I think all of us are footy fans at heart as well. So he's a unique talent. He had a great week, a huge week. He was in every media platform humanly possible. He invested a lot of time in his teammates in terms of educating them and sharing with them throughout the course of the week. And then he delivered in front of close to 50,000, as he does often. But it was a great performance and some great moments. So I guess that's why the people keep fronting up, because of players such as Eddie and all of the guys and the style of footy that the team's producing, which is good.
Which goal did you like more? His one from last year in Indigenous Round or this one?
Yeah, toss a coin. I mean, this one's fresh in the memory, so it was a great moment.
Now, there was a lot of talk before the game that Adelaide would be tested in some pretty critical areas. The biggest one of all is winning contested footy, particularly in that midfield. How proud are you of the guys? What did you have to do during the week to get them to that level as well?
Yeah, I think that they've been working really hard right through the pre-season, but particularly over the last sort of month. I think there was an acknowledgement that we probably weren't right at the level that we wanted to be as a midfield group. And I think they've committed to their training. And it's nice to get a level of reward. Obviously, the competition's brutal. There'll be another challenge coming next week. But it's nice to reflect on a strong performance and some recognition for hard work.
There's a lot of heat on the match committee selectors for staying true to a group and not bring in Brad Crouch or Matt Crouch or Cam Ellis-Yolman, et cetera, et cetera. Now, tell us why you backed in that group and what that confidence did to the group to have that support or, put that vote of confidence in them.
I think their performance last week was pretty good. So it wasn't a case of blokes completely out of form. I thought they started to build a bit last week and, it wasn't a perfect performance, but it was a strong win. Obviously, Gold Coast are undermanned at the moment, but there was some pleasing signs there. So, obviously those guys that have missed out, it's not as though they're not part of our plans. They're a very big part of our plans. They're exceptional talent. We see them as being 10-year players for the footy club. So, but you just pick the team week by week and on the basis of what you think is going to give you the best opportunity to get a win, and then you back yourself in.
Tell us about the last quarter. What was it like sitting there in a box where, that old Lee Matthews rule, number of minutes, number of goals. Did you sense that the game was getting a bit too close?
Oh, it wasn't our best quarter by any stretch. But I guess, you got to pay some credit to the opposition. And it's the nature, once again, it's the nature of the comp. It'd be lovely to dominate from minute one to minute 120, but the reality is that very rarely happens. And so you have to ride the ebbs and flows of the game. And we, clearly we weren't at our best, and there'll be some, learning opportunities out of it in terms of the way we manage that situation at all levels, players, coaches, everybody. So we'll learn from that. But ultimately, you look at the performance as a whole across the four quarters, And you'd have to say that, you know, we did a lot of things right as well. So, yeah, the last quarter wasn't particularly enjoyable, but we'll get through that. And it's always nice to get through it and win.
Are you asking the question because it is a trend that this year, last quarters are not the best quarters for Adelaide?
Not exclusively. There's been a couple. I mean, but I wouldn't subscribe to that theory, mate. I think there's quarters throughout the game. You know, you'd love to have that game where it just all goes right from minute one. But the trick is within those periods where, for whatever reason, you lose your focus or you lose your ability to execute the plan, then how quickly can you revert and get that back on track?
Okay.
I think that'll probably be the learning out of yesterday's last quarter, was that, you know, we probably just let that trend continue for longer than we would ideally like. So there's going to be periods in the game where the opposition get on the roll and they get the ascendancy. How quickly can you, you know, arrest that slide? And we probably just took a little bit too long.
Mm. Usually people bring up fitness when that sort of stat's brought up. You don't see that as an
issue? No, I don't. No, I've seen, I mean, it's always the case, you know, when you have a patch of performance where that happens, that fitness is the first one to get the run out.
Yep.
But when you're in the program, you see the work that they've done, you compare it to previous years, you just know that they're in good physical nick, so I just don't subscribe to it.
Mm. Taylor Walker is back, isn't he, Matthew?
So his last two rounds have been really strong. Obviously, he's kicked goals, but really pleasing performance last night in terms of just his capacity to lead up. And I think he took 10 uncontested marks, which as a forward is remarkable. But you don't get that unless you're working really hard and getting that separation. So, no, a really good reward for... Once again, we reflected on the midfield, but also for Taylor, you know, he had he was competing and doing really, you know, doing all the hard things for the team, but probably wasn't getting the reward in the first 4 or 5 weeks. But, you know, to get 10 goals in 2 weeks is really pleasing.
So Dom Pike let his guard down a bit last night and revealed it was a toe injury. How bad a toe injury was it?
Well, he was in a moon boot for, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks there, so... You know, it was manageable, and he managed it, and that's, you know, that's what you have to do sometimes. Mm. It's not. I'm sure if you go across every team in the competition, there'll be plenty of players out there that aren't at 100% full fitness, but they're able to compete. Once you cross the line, you know, you put your performance out there and you stand by it. So he's fine. He's ready to roll.
Do you think the score of you people like a bit of airtime, Doc?
Oh, dear.
It got a bit ugly there.
Did it ever.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. At one end, they seem to have goal line, and at the other end, they didn't use goal lines. I don't know. It probably didn't add to the spectacle. But anyway, we'll let the AFL sort that one out.
Bit of theatre.
Matthew's right. It's not the best look, though, is it? Particularly when you get the fans beginning to slow clap.
Correct.
Mm.
So you take on the Saints next week, Matthew, who are going well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they had a one poor performance, but other than that, they've been really solid throughout the year, and they've got some young talent coming through. So it's going to be another great challenge. I think it's a Sunday game, so hopefully we can get another big crowd along. It's the support's been phenomenal this year in terms of, you know, the crowd figures. Mm. You know, obviously Adelaide Oval in its first season or two, you expected it to be just that general interest, but for the numbers just to keep rolling through the gate has been spectacular, and there's no doubt it has an influence on the atmosphere and probably the performance as well. I think it was the largest crowd GWS had played in front of, so a great credit to our support base, and hopefully they'll keep rolling up.
Matthew, give us an insight of what it was like to work with Sam Jacobs this week. There's a couple of moments at centre bounces that are... Well, cut the tape and put it in virtually a Hall of Fame library. That was some of his taps were extraordinary against a huge unit in Mumford.
Yeah, I think collectively, I mean, we didn't win the hitouts in the centre bounce. It was I think Mumford and Lobb got it by about 5. But I like the coverage at ground level. I think anytime you get that cohesion between your ruck and your mid group, where you know, it's nice when you win the when you win them, you get some clear ball, and when you don't win them, you've got great coverage. So I thought they did really well in there.
Appreciate your time as always. Good luck against the Saints next week. Before you go, just to clarify, with your vet degree, if you're on a plane and they said, is there any doctor available, do you know enough to help out?
I think the plane would probably go down.
Oh, dear. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it. I thought a greyhound and a human, maybe they both, you know.
Well, that's it, Matthew. I'm taking other flights than yours.
Thanks, Doc.
So it's been a good weekend. So my team won, Rich's team won. And
oh, boy.
Who have you got today, mate? The Cats, there.
Yes. Do you want to know... Doc, do you want to know a stat too? 14-0 at Etihad Stadium, Carlton Geelong. 14-0.
Yeah, right.
Today's the day.
Oh, we'll get around him.
Thank you, Matthew.
He wants to borrow Eddie Betts.
Yeah. Wouldn't they love that? all right.
See you, thanks, mate. Say hello to the kids.
Matthew Clark, Crows assistant. Yeah, that's not painful at all. That's not painful at all to see Eddie Betts. Anyway, well done. Well done to Eddie, well done to the Crows, and one of our favourites, Matthew Clark.